Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cory River Podcast Show. Woo, 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 woo. How about that Super Bowl? Woo! Go ahead, Kansas City. We love you, Eagles. Good try, baby. Good try. As always, next year, throw back in your hat and give it another run. You did a wonderful try. You almost had it. No one is a loser, okay? No one a loser. Keep your heads up, guys. Keep your head up. Because y'all 2016 champions. And my brother, he's a Marine, and I lost him in 2014. But he's a fan of y'all's, okay? So, Eagles, y'all was doing him a favor in heaven. I know he was cheering for y'all up there, okay? My brother's name is Bobby, and I know he was cheering for you. And probably his family was, too, because they probably was Eagle fans just like him. So, great job. Great job. You're not a loser, alright? Just get back in there, put your hat back in there, and give it another try next year. You're gonna get there again. Kansas City? Kansas City? Kansas City! Woo! Great work, baby. Great work. I'm not a fan, but I know where to get congratulations to, alright? I'm a Rams fan, but I know good talent. And Rams didn't have it this year. Y'all did. And great job, guys. From the quarterback, to the coaches, to the team owner, and to the fans, and to the city. Thank you. Coming from Baltimore, Cory Willock Show. Woo! What a game. What a game. 2023 Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs. Yee! Yeah! I'm glad I caught the summer of the game, you know. And it was just a good game, you know. Kansas City Eagles, y'all gave us a good entertainment game. That's why I started liking football. Because there's really no losers in football. It's just, you gotta get to that goal line, you know. That's way of life. Football mostly is like life. You got your defenders who's trying to stop you from getting your goals. And you got your offense. People who are going to stick by you on that field. Make sure you get down there and get that goal every time you try. You know, your teachers, your mom, dad, uncle, brothers, sisters, grandfather, grandmother, whoever. Best friend, girlfriend, husband, wife. If they really true to you, matter female or male, they going to make sure you get your butt up every day and get down that field. You know? And that's what they did. They stuck together in the first half. They went back. They addressed it. They came out. They won. That's what the team is. And don't forget about Philly. They play their butts off, okay? They play their butts off, you know? And, wow, man. Wow. Very good, guys. Very good. Very good. And that's what the world is about, you know? That's just getting to that goal. Sometimes it's so hard to get there. You want to just give up and throw in that towel. And that's why you got to go to God when you feel like that. Before you can go to any of your friends or family, you got to take it to Him first. And he's going to bring you those friends and family who are going to make sure you get there, you know. But you got to stick up. You got to keep your head up. And I know it's a lot of young kids. A lot of young kids watching the game and that young quarterback. I forgot his name. They said his name so many times last night. And I'm just getting over this cold, guys. I'm getting over it. I got this T-Pack. You put in hot water. And it take care of the colds and flu and fever and all that stuff. And I just put in hot water. And then I put my green tea in there. Also put some honey in there as well. And it's been working really good. It keep the cough and everything down. So, if I don't get you a show every now, I'm trying to get all the shows out in February. But if I don't, please excuse me, okay? Because I just caught another cold. Oh, boy. Got to get this fan out. This podcast out for my fans. Alright. Wisconsin. Welcome to the show, Wisconsin. I see you on my Wishicom. Thank you, Texas, for hanging in there. Don't forget to tell your other people, Corey Whitlock Show, it's in Texas now. I got my Cat Texas Cowboy hat. Excuse me. I'm going to hear that a couple of times during out the shows and all. But please excuse me when I do that. Just getting over the cold, guys. Just pray for me, please. But it's not COVID-19. I've already been to the doctor. I don't have no symptoms or nothing like that. Because I'll be eating like crazy. And everybody know when you get COVID, you lose taste and all that. No headaches. No fever. None. Just a stupid regular cold, you know. But I'm gonna give y'all a show, okay? I ain't gonna let this cold stop me. I'm gonna give y'all your show. And let's just finish talking about the Super Bowl, not me, okay? I mean, when y'all just proud of Kansas City and the young ones and the those young guys. I know at the first half, we thought that the Eagles were going to have it. I was saying, young man, don't worry about it. Don't give up. Don't go to another team. Stay with Kansas City. They love you out there. They love you out there. Stay with Kansas City, because you're going to get to the Super Bowl again, you know. And I was praying for him. I was hoping Kansas City win, because he's seemed like this the cup holder. Don't worry. This the cup holder. I told you I got a cold. This everything that's going boom, boom. Tell you, this mic can pick up people talking about two blocks from here. Thank God y'all can't hear them or nothing. I know I got some surround things on, but it can pick up people in the other room. It can pick up the TV. Well, of course it can pick up the TV. But it can pick up people way down the street and all. So this is a really cool mic that I got. When I got it, I didn't really think nothing of it. And when I first did the show, I was just using the headpiece mic. Then when I got the Apple computer, I hooked this mic up and it worked. So there we go. So I hope everything's coming from your end is clear. Seems like it's coming from my end. If you hear a little buzzing now, that's this. I don't know what the heck that is. Just turn it down some, you know. I turned it down much as I can. But back to the game. Was a good game, guys. Really good game. And wow, I really enjoyed that football game. No one at work talked about the game. They so caught up in the Ravens' tale. No one else give other teams credit for their hard work. It's always Ravens in this town. But you gotta recognize other talent too around the league. You know, just because your team didn't get in, cheer for the other team. You know, talk about the other team and all. You know, cheer for them. You know, there's talent all around the league, football league. Not only Ravens. Don't get mad because your team didn't get in. That's bad sport. Shit. You know? So what? Everybody, every player knows it's always next year. You know? Don't get in next year. You get in the following year. You know? But you gotta keep at it. It's a gold. It's achievement. Right? That a bond of trophy is something that you gotta work hard for. Just like when you go in the army or Marines, they just don't give you your rank and your gun and your uniform and say, now you're a soldier. You gotta earn it, right? Right. You gotta go to boot camp. You gotta earn that. When you do go to a new job, they don't just hand you the CEO position. You gotta be there. You gotta put in work. You know? So, the Ravens played good. They was in the playoff. But it wasn't just their day, their year. You know? Georgia of a bottom trophy from 2020. What, 2001 and 2012 or whatever they went back. But Baltimore, come on. You got to do better. I did see some people in the grocery store was going to watch the game. They was shopping for the game and everything. No. But people at work, where I work at, didn't even talk about the game, you know. Act like they got attitudes and stuff. It's, I don't know. Sometimes I don't know about that job. You know. Just. Ooh. I mean. Each year I get deep into that job each year. And I just see. The real picture. When I first started. The picture was this little. Now the big picture. 5 years. Big picture. And I see the grumpy faces, the stuck up faces, the tooth faces, the smiling faces can lie. You know that song, don't you? Huh. Hey, that's what football is all about, baby. This gotta go. Gotta go with the flow. You know? Once again, though, great crop. Eagles, y'all did a fantastic job. Y'all kept us entertained and kept us into the game. Congratulations, Kansas City. You and the Eagles kept us entertainment and kept us interested in the game. I remember some Super Bowl games was just so boring. Second half, I just turned it off. I ain't gonna say which, but God bless me.
Mm.
And this, I don't know. People, y'all know how things goes in the world. I get on here and talk about it all the time. And that this update, some things you just have to move on to. Better things than out there. Okay? Now, the Super Bowl is over. Football is over. We're getting ready for next year. The countdown begins. Soon the Super Bowl is over. Soon it goes off the air. The countdown begins for next season. The players don't even get a little break. They go to little small mini tank camp to keep in shape. They get a break and everything. This is their break from now to July, before they go to mini camp and stuff like that. But between now and then, they keep in shape, go to the gym, do exercises, do that thing. No. They go to classes, they have little mini meetings with their coaches and managers and stuff like that. So it's still a lot to do in the football world on off season, So boys and girls, it's just not about running down the field. It's education in football too. You gotta know how to read, write, and do math. So, stay in school if you want to be an athlete like that. I'm talking to the young ones. From grade 3 all the way up to 8 and 9. And the ones who playing football now. In elementary school and high school. Because if you're good, the college going to be looking at you. Yeah, they got scopes. They got people to scope you out. Coming around the college. Stay away from the military, though. They got scope, too. To be looking for you. But the military got football, too. So, I shouldn't say that. It's Navy and Army. Air Force, too. But, say that for another day. Love you, Air Force. Love y'all. Love you. Let's fly. But either way, you'll still go to college, probably play football if you join the military or go to regular college. But it all starts by listening to your mom and dad, or your dad, or your mom, or your sister, brother, aunt, uncle, grandmother, grandfather, whoever watching you. All start by listening to them. Stay away from the streets. If you want one of those trophies one day and lead a good team like that young man in Kansas City did, hold that trophy up in the air one day. Stay away from the streets. Okay? Stay away from the girls too. Say no to the girls as well. Because once you get a girl pregnant, that's it. Your life probably is over right there. That ball is frozen. That life that you put in that body now belongs to that life. So keep your guard thing in your pants. Okay? If you want to be like that one day. Want to be like that young man from Kansas City. That's why he's where he at. He listened to his parents and everything. He probably had a girlfriend and all. But he waited. He went to college. He went to whatever he had to do. And he made an NFL quarterback. Famous quarterback. On Madden. And everything. But he did what he did, you know? I'm talking to the young men now. And the young ladies. Because it's opportunities out there for y'all too. You know, if you really care for him, you will say no to him. And make him study. And push him. Push him. Stick with him. Because if he make it, he got a good mother and a good girlfriend, then you're going to turn into a good girlfriend to wife. And then he going to have a wife, a good mother, and a good wife sticking by him. Imagine that. So, just remember, go back and watch that. Say, I'm going to be there. Look at that mountain. Look how tall it is. And look how far you have to go to climb it. But look at the challenges. The people, the haters, the trolls. And they all on the street. Most of them on the streets. Some of them probably in your family too. But most of them on the streets. It's not going to like you seeing you do what you do. But you have that one or two best friends, male best friends, who going to push you too. Make sure you know that you got good talent and everything, and push you. Those two guys are going to stick with you all the way through. And everybody that looked out for you and got you there, you must look out for them when you get there too. Alright? Just think about the quarterback from Kansas City. Look how many people, friends, and family got him there. He didn't get there by himself. You know? He probably got arrested a couple times. And police talked to him. A couple white police probably talked to him. You got talent, young man. And I want to see you in the NFL. The judges probably told him that. The lawyers, the prostitutes, they probably told him that. And he listened. And look where he got him. Look where he at. He's a Super Bowl champion. MVP. Most valuable player. Wow. So, from age, from grade 3, all the way up to grade, whatever grade you were in the high school. Grade 10, whatever they call it now. 10th grade, grade 10, or level 10. I know they like to change things, so used to be grade 10, you know, when I go to school. I don't know what they call it, go up to 10, whatever number they use now. 1010, grade, I don't know. But whatever level you at, because they like to change things, and since I went to school, I know a whole lot of things change. You probably got a level space level grade. Level space level 10. Some crazy stuff like that. But y'all know I'm telling the truth. How much they like to change things. And some things don't need to be changed. You know. And they change it anyway. Like, throw your hand up in the air like, what? It wasn't broke. Why you try to fix it? So, my point is, guys, whatever grade you at in high school, 7th grade, 10th grade, senior, junior, just stick with it, okay? Don't give the teachers a hard time. Don't get in fights and stuff, okay? I see it on Fox 45 News, how our school system is. We want some kids to go to the NFL, okay? We want our kids to go to the NFL. Spread. Say, I'm from Baltimore. Go recognize your city. In order to do that, you got to stay in school. And the NFL, what you want to do, then go reckon this city, okay? Tell the people where you're from. Go play on other teams. Say, I'm from Baltimore, and go be a wide receiver. Go be a quarterback, a tight end, or whatever you want to be, whatever position you want to be. But you got to make it happen. You got to make it happen. Then God's going to bring other people, make sure that you get there. Okay? And just remember, everything you do, you thank God for it. You pick God first. You thank Him for the people who put you in the way to get you there. You thank the people picking you up every time you fall. You thank Him for everything. 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 Okay? He's real, kids. He is real. Give Him a chance. Walk away from that crazy stuff on the street, that crazy music, and give Him a chance. If you haven't been to church for a long time, go back. Something happened in your family, your mom or dad or grandmother passed away or something, you stop going to church, stop believing. Don't. I wanted to do that too when God took my daughter. I hated Him. I didn't want to talk to no one. I was ready to jump out the window. But I didn't. I had to go back to work. I had other kids that loved me. And other people who loved me. And I had to get myself up and go on for her. For Candace. Because that's what she wanted me to do. Then my brother and my uncle passed away. Then I got more depressed and down. And then I just had to just get my strength, you know? I had to build that strength. And I felt both of my grandmothers around me. Grandma Evelyn and Grandma Beverly. And I just felt that strength around me. I know they was in heaven already. And then God put the rest in. Those two things was a test that God was testing me. And He would do the same for you. Walk in the doors. Tell the preacher what your goals are. What your dreams are. And that God will give him the strength to guide you to the right people. And watch, the next day, things are going to start changing for you. More and more and more. You're going to be more popular in school. But don't misuse that population, that power. Once God give you that power, don't misuse it. Because He can take it away from you. Use it for good. Use to help other people, other students. Because that's what it's all about. That's what Super Bowl is all about. Everybody plays Super Bowl in this world. Everybody plays it. You don't have to be a football athlete to play the Super Bowl. We get up every morning and play the Super Bowl. We got people defending us, keeping us from doing our thing at work, school, whatever. But we know that God's going to give us down that goal line each day, each week. He's going to get us down there. And then it feels good at the end when you get that reward, when you get that paycheck. You pay your bills. You have a whole bunch of money left over. Now you can go do your girl thing. Or your guy thing. Sit back and play your Xbox. Or whatever. Buy your TV. Put money into your car. But just don't you misuse that power. You know. Help everybody else in your family. See who need help in your family. some family members do misuse that power, you know. I don't got it. But they forgot who gave that card to them, who gave that dream to them, who gave that stuff to them. And God says, when you get it, in this situation, go help somebody else can get it. Go get it. Give him my word, got him to her or to him to the right place. Help him or her go to the right place. You know, I know it's not easy, people. It's not easy. But like I say, the World Series is a stage. The Super Bowl is a goal. Okay? Just think about the world, what it says, World Series. How serious the world is. When you get out there, you see it. Don't believe me. Y'all people step downtown and just start waving your money. You'll see how world serious. You'll see how serious the world is. And they don't care if it's day or night. Mom and dads, if you got hard working children, and you see that hard work, every time they come straight home, you don't even have to tell them to do their homework. They go right to it. They take out the trash. They just good kids. Try your best to keep it like that, okay? Because just try your best to keep it like that. Don't worry, I sprayed my home with Lysol on, so I won't get sick again, make myself sick again. I was touching other stuff when I was sick. Just keep passing the germ, that's all. But yeah, just make sure they keep down that good road. Okay. And if you got a couple Raleigh children, don't worry. Just keep praying. They'll get it straight. Your kid keep going to jail, hanging with the wrong crowd, fussing, arguing with you, fighting with you. Hang in there, okay? Just hang in there. Don't give up on them. All right? Just don't give up on them. Or her. I mean, they will realize one day. Once they get older and know it's too late to go back, and they're going to wish they had listened to you, they will understand. And this, you know, I just say, you just got to keep praying for them, okay? Because they are children. And we just love them, you know, as parents, no matter what they do. Disrespect us, rally, just... We still their parents, and we still gotta stick to them like glue. I mean the rough ones who hold a grudge against their father or mother and won't let that grudge go. And you know, and but you know you still love them. You have to love them from a distance, you know. So, But just remember, we were young too, but our parents stuck with us. It wasn't guns and stabbing and shooting and fighting and cussing at teachers, and the schools wasn't doing that bad as they doing now and all that stuff. It wasn't like that when we was growing up, you know. It just wasn't. I don't care where you from, Texas, Wisconsin, New York, Maryland. I don't care where you were from. You know, when you go to school, you go there to learn, come home, do what you're told, and everything. It's a little different now than what it was then, you know. A lot different, you know. Got children calling, protective service on their parents. It's because their parents is just trying to discipline them. They go call detective service on them, and they tell them what they can't do when they're home. Wow. Wow. All right. Yeah. And this crazy. So all the good kids, all the middle good kids who's little off the scale, but mostly good, but still on that rough end, and all the bad and wild kids, mostly talking about y'all. If you want a good job, you think you still can get to that NFL and all, turn it around. Take a step back at your life and turn it around. Because those fast cars, those jewelries, those girls that shake their butts on TV, the guys will be with jewelry and rapping all fast. I don't know what to say. I don't talk about artists. Because that's what they are, artists. They nothing but artists. You know, they sing and all that stuff. So you gotta give them the title. They respect the title and everything. That's what they are. But talking about killing, showing your guns. I'm this. I'm gonna be this. I'm gonna beat that. This. I'm gonna. No. No. This. To me, it's just sending the wrong message to people, to young kids. And you're not going to get there if you put all that in your mind, you know? Put all that in your mind. Guns kill people. I mean, guns don't kill people. People kill people with guns. And just, I don't want to downplay the artists, but the message that they be sending is a negative. It's a negative. I mean, some of them send good messages. Some of them send good messages. Some of them, it's a negative, people. Okay? So, children, I know it's hard. It's hard. But you gotta take that first step. Okay? It's people gonna be waiting for you on the sideline. Take that first step. But you have to want it. You have to choose where you want to go. And I just hope it's the right choice. You know, it's that right choice. Okay. They've been shooting down stuff around the country. I mean, Alexa been telling me breaking news.
I missed something. Can you say it again?
They've been saying that they've been shooting objects down all around the country ever since this balloon thing. And I don't know where this balloon thing is going. And if it's going to level up to something else. But I just hope not. So people, y'all been watching the news, like CNN and all that, and been watching all these objects falling from that sky, shooting down objects and all. I mean, just keep your eye out on it, because it's been crazy. Ever since that balloon, ever since the Donald Trump China balloon that spotted over America, you know, it's probably we're looking for Donald Trump tax returns. That's what that balloon probably was looking for. Donald Trump didn't pay China no taxes either, so they was looking for him. See him now throwing up his hands. I don't have no idea about China. Here we go with fake news. Again, you know, I don't have no reason to think that China will spy on me, because I like China, you know, that's what Donald Trump would say. I don't know why they won't want my taxes. Be lying his butt off. But those are the things that Alexa been telling me in the news. But I don't know if this is a thing to be watching real close or this peek in every now and then. I mean, Russia is still at war, beating up a little country, you know, picking on a little country that can't defend itself, trying to defend itself the best way it can from the evil Russia, you know. And now all this starts over a balloon. So just keep your eye out on a balloon, people. If you see a balloon, put your finger up at it and say, Donald Trump, you're not welcome here. Okay. So they that's just the things in the news today. And just getting carried away, you know. Just really, really, really getting carried away. Just over little objects just flying over the air, you know. I'm just so spinning right now with my head, you know, trying to wonder what's going on. And it's just but I just you know, I'm just trying to gauge through this in every way I can. And it just, you know, it's just too much going on out there in the world. I mean, over a stupid balloon. This is one little stupid balloon. And I can't believe, I can't imagine a balloon going to start a war. I just won't believe that. I just going to say this going to pass over and it's going to go on to its own way and everything. And it's going to pass over. That's what I believe. And I just hope it do. And just, you know, who knows? I mean, people, I just want to know what y'all think about this whole crazy stuff, shooting down objects in the sky and having your Alexa telling you about things flying over and the United States just shot down another object, you know. That's what my Alexa said, be telling me, you know, and told me about four times and everything. But I just want to know how y'all feel. You know, go to YouTube, leave your comments, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show, and go there and just leave your comments. I don't really look at my comments, because I'm getting ready to do a YouTube channel. Get ready to get back to YouTube channel. So I'll probably see some of the comments. And just leave your comments about whatever you want to leave them about. Just let me know that you like the show. Where you're from. Just tell me where you're from too. So I know. And I'll give a hello to you. If you're from Texas, Maryland. Whatever. And whatever you're from, wherever you're from the country, across the country, Wisconsin and Iowa, Oregon, what else? Washington, Iowa, Idaho, Ohio, and all around the country. And just tell your friends, people from Texas, Maryland, and especially New York. Got to get the New York City back up in there. They was beating Maryland as one. Because I got the ratings right here, and I look at them. And Texas got one download. Wisconsin got one download. New York got a couple, got about three downloads, and Maryland got about six downloads. So y'all is comparing against each other, and these are my rating on bars to tell me how many people from all over the country listening to the show and everything. And I can't just wait to get some more people. So if my promoters are listening, I need some more people around the country, okay? I know you're working hard, but come on. Give me those 50 states. But thank you, promoters, and every day. Thursday. Know who was Thursday, people? And this for the big fans, not the football fans. The fans start with an S, and other words start with a T. And title, subtitle, P. That's right. If you say Star Trek Picard, you got it right. Star Trek Picard, third season, Thursday, February the 16th. Got here real fast. I didn't think it would come that fast, but it got here that fast. Got here fast. But this is the final season. This is the season, the 10-episode movie that we all wanted it and everything in the movie theater. But
We get what we get. You know? And everybody is really talking about this. This get the back together and everything. And so glad to see the cast back together. And it's going to be good, guys. It's going to be a good 10-hour movie run. I'm so glad that Captain Picard. Oh God, I'm going to get it from the fans. I just messed up. I said Captain Kirk. Captain Picard. And in the crew. That's right. Captain Picard and the crew. It's getting back together. And it's going to be good. And I can't wait. I just can't wait. I got to get past Tuesday and Wednesday. Just wish I can just jump over Tuesday and go right into Wednesday evening. Because that's how excited I am. Once Thursday comes, it goes up. The first episode goes up at 12:01. And I wish I could watch it, but I can't. I gotta go get my tickets and everything, and then I gotta go get my hot wings and everything. No, I already got my sodas and stuff in the refrigerator. Just gotta go get my hot wings and my mini tacos. This is my second Super Bowl. Okay, so work with me, people. This is my second Super Bowl, and then after Picard, I don't know which one is coming first, either Discovery or Strange New Worlds. To me, it don't matter because both of them good. And Strange New Worlds second season, hopefully we get some more action, we get more beaming down, we get to see Uhura more, the lady playing Uhura, and we get to see what's going to go on and how Scotty, Sulu and Chekhov comes into the picture, because we still haven't got them yet, and maybe we get them sometime between the second season. Okay, but Chekhov and Scotty didn't come in until the episode of When No Man Had Gone Before. That's when they came in. So we probably won't get to see them until sometime then. But Chekhov, I don't know when he came in. Yeah. Anybody know when Chekhov came in? Because he kept coming off going some season, some episodes he was on. Some episodes he wasn't. Some episodes he was on. Because some of the Navigators was different. They didn't have talking roles. They didn't have dialogue roles. But sometimes we didn't see Chekhov. We saw Sulu. We didn't see Chekhov for some episodes. So this is the question. How many episodes did Chekhov was missing in? Do anybody know? Any Star Trek fans know? Put it up on your YouTube channel and ask that question too. How many episodes that in the original Star Trek did Chekhov miss? How many? Now, the good Star Trek fans, they probably already know how many. They probably just blinked it off their head. Just took right, went in right in their brain and just pick it out. And they, I got it. But I'm talking about some nuns. The normal Star Trek. The cool Star Trek fans. Not normal. We, none of us normal. And whether we hardcore or just go with the flow of Star Trek. But how many episodes was Chekhov in? How many episodes he wasn't in? No, how many episodes he wasn't in? Do anybody know? I don't know. Because sometimes I seen him, sometimes I didn't. Sometimes I did. I mean, I just want to know, okay? So, the Star Trek YouTubers, this is a question for you. If you watched, you listened to the show, or anybody in your party listened to the show, I think it's a good question, okay? Don't doubt me. Live long and prosper. Be cool. Let's fly. But anybody can ask this question, okay? Non-Star Trek fans too. Just go to the nerd in the family who is a Star Trek fan. Just go to him or her. They probably got the answer for you. Okay? We just doing this for fun. Nothing to gain. Alright? But that's quite an interesting though. Walker Kong wasn't in that many episodes. He was on and off. You know, and that's the guy that played Chekhov. That's his real name, Walker Kong. And I just want to know, did anybody out there know? So I'm gonna get ready for the next episode. I'm gonna take my bath, get ready for record the next episode, and have it up. And I'll probably get a couple more up before I go to bed. But nice talking to y'all, people. Start the show off with the football. Once again, Kansas City, great game. Once again, congratulations, Kansas City and Candace. Very great. Young man, quarterback, all the guys. Once again, Philly, Eagles, keep your head up. Guys, we love the game. Okay? You are champions. Even though you didn't get the Super Bowl trophy, you still champions. Alright? Go home, celebrate anyway. Even though you lost. Just go home and celebrate anyway. Okay? I know it hurts, but that feeling ain't gonna go stay forever. Okay? God ain't gonna let that feeling stay forever. Alright? Give it to God. Get that hurt to God. And get back in, throw that hat back into the bucket. Okay, Philly, and the city of Philly, fans of Philly, y'all gonna get your day again. Okay? Y'all gonna get your day again. So, love y'all guys. Don't forget, Star Trek Picard, Season 3. And that's all I got for you this episode. Quick Whitlock Podcast Show, Texas, with Carson, New York, Maryland, and all over the country, and the countries that listen as well. I love y'all guys too, overseas. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. And as always, live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Ashley, and we love you. See you next time.